the song this morning, Dasher. The song is called Austin on our Go FM Breakfast Morning.
So buona.
Yeah, I know. It's wobbly. So today is World Snake Day. What it means, I don't know. But yesterday we got a message from producer Courtney who said we're going to have Mark Marshall, who's the snake expert. He's going to come into the studio this morning. The first thing I said to him was, you don't even think about pulling a snake into the stew, because then I'm done.
Surprises
I'm out of
like these are unacceptable. I mean, we are meant to have signed like IOD forms or whatever, like, but no.
Look,
no,
you know what? No. When Mark walked into the studio, I knew it wasn't lunch. Because it's a big lunch box.
Maybe in the box he's brought like scones or something.
I doubt it. Because when he said, may I put her down on the desk?
Her.
I don't think
guys,
it's
a scone. No, you don't understand. The box is on the floor and it's there's movement. It's a big head moving
and
in that box.
And Mark's got this enormous grin. Mark, wipe that smile off your face.
Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Morning, Mark. Welcome
happy
back.
Happy World Snake Day, Mark.
My day.
Yeah.
Good grief.
All right.
Mark, what have you brought into the studio?
I want a lovely little girl today so everyone can see.
Little?
Yeah, she's a small one. Yeah.
But what is it? What kind of snake is it?
It's part of the ball python family.
Python?
So it's a python, yeah. Wow. But it's a dwarf python, so that's why.
No, you see, a python is a monster, python. But I've bought a
protect
little
protect me from myself.
Yeah, a dwarf?
Yeah, it's a dwarf. And
What the hell is a dwarf to
a smaller one, other than the big monsters. So
Mark,
I could have bought a big one.
Is it tame? Like, why would you have chosen to bring that particular snake into studio?
Because she's very, very pretty. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Pretty but still dangerous.
No, let me open and have a look. No,
does it have fangs? Does it have fangs?
No, but lots of little teeth, though. No fangs. Okay. No, the fangs deliver venom, so it hasn't got any venom.
How come it doesn't have fangs? Is it because it's still a baby?
No. Only venomous snakes. Snakes that have the venom.
Oh, that snake's not venomous.
Yeah, to put it into their prey. But
it does still have muscles which could tighten around your neck.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not going to put around your neck.
So Korn is looking at me and he's saying, I must ask you to please open it up. And if it's going to freak me out, I'm not being
she's
dramatic.
Be
Wayne.
No, just hear me out.
No, hear me out. I'm sitting next to Mark.
I'm not being dramatic, but I will leave the studio for the duration. If that thing...
Does it spit?
I can't.
No, it doesn't spit. And she's very gentle.
Okay, you hold her, Mark.
I will.
Let's see.
There you go.
Mandy says you're not awesome to still be sitting in the... Mark, you also didn't mention that it was albino.
It's not albino. That's why I didn't mention it. It's called piebald. That's why she's half.
Piebald?
Piebald, yeah.
Piebald.
Yeah, so she's white, but she's got the patterns of a traditional ball python.
Okay, Mark, if I do have to just remove the layer of fear from my eyes, I do have to admit she is pretty.
That's why I bought her, yeah.
Did she eat a belly? It seems to be bigger than the rest of the body.
No, that's because she's a ball python. That's their
but maybe you should have fed her before bringing her, Marky.
No, she hasn't eaten for probably about 2 weeks.
No, she knew.
That's normal. That's
she knew she was coming to Algo FM. Yes, there's lots of food here to eat this morning.
I have to ask this question. Yeah. Can't snakes sense fear?
Some of them can't, but some very intelligent snakes.
Like is a snake intelligent?
Python. No, not very
clever. Fine, then. Okay.
Mark, how do you prevent her from biting you right now?
It's not in her nature to bite you.
On your arm.
Because it's a python, it's a very docile snake, this one. But if I smelt like food, like if I smelt like a mouse or a rat in my fingers and I put it towards its mouth, it'll smell that and then it'll go for that. If, thinking it's food, but she won't bite out of aggression.
If I smell like a roti, by way of example?
No, not at all. Okay. No,
we've just had breakfast, by the
way. No, that's fine. That's no problem. But these are special snakes.
Mark, I love you. You're so passionate.
I must be honest, Mark. You've got this calming voice, I'm trying to departmentalize your voice from looking at what I'm seeing, and I'm really trying. I must be honest. I'm scared of snakes. I'm not going to lie to you.
A lot of people are, but that's not a problem. Yeah. You know, I mean, you guys are sitting in a studio with a snake, and the snake's not going to go anywhere. So it's going
to
stay.
Okay, can
you.
I just ask you this? If you were to put her on the ground, like how fast would she move?
Not very fast.
Okay.
Because remember, she's not threatened. Yeah. So she doesn't want to run away or anything. At the moment, she's just crawling around, seeing what's going on. She's not really I could just say threatened, like scared or anything.
Is she not
like
threatened by sensing that there are five people in the room?
No, no. Oh. You must see her at a birthday party. She loves it.
It's just a birthday party. Is it what people request? Like a jumping castle, we'll have a snake at the birthday party today.
You know, I think the strongest out of us all here should maybe perhaps hold it.
That's a corn dog. I'm going to bring him right in. Corn, you're coming to the shot. Yeah, hold that snake. No, I don't mind.
Put your
recording. I want to see this.
Yeah, I've got a question here. While you're doing that, while you're doing that, Mark, a question here.
Ooh.
I can't. No, no, you're gonna. I can't.
Oh, please, Cornelius, so stop it! You're working on my nerves. Stop it!
He's kissing the snake.
I dare you to kiss its head.
No, stay away.
I would love the experience. I would for the experience, but maybe off.
But that's the thing with snake awareness. A lot of people haven't touched a snake before, and then they realize when you actually touch it and hold it, it's completely different to what you think.
Is it smelling Cornelius now? Because it's moving all around his torso and the tongue
is flicking out. So it's not actually smelling for food, but it's figuring out what's going on.
Cornelius, it's coming towards your neck.
It's going to your neck.
It'll hook around and just relax.
I've got a question here from a listener who says, is it true that the puff adder bites 3 times in one strike?
It can go up to 7 times in a strike. Yeah, it's under 1/100 of a second. So often when I deal with puff adder bites in the hospitals, the patient's been bitten 2 or 3 times down the leg or whatever instead of just one bite.
And it's just one strike.
And you think it's one strike, but it's not. It's not. So fast.
So it goes very fast.
Yes,
all right.
Very fast.
We have Mark Marshall in the studio this morning. It's World Snake Day. We'll get back to him in just a
Mark
bit.
Mark and Cornelius are bonding.
No, they must bond. Look at that bromance. Strong.
Oh, nice.
Mark, we've got a couple of voice notes that have come through from our listeners this morning who have questions for you.
Hello, I'll go with him. I'm Jamie. I'm 8 years old. I have an albino corn snake. Her name is Carrie, and she is about maybe a few meters. Love you.
What snake was that?
A corn snake. But you get different types.
Cornelius.
Yeah, a Cornelius snake. No, it's from America, and it's a very nice beginner snake. It's a very, very nice, very pretty snake, very different color morphs also. So it's a lovely snake.
When you say beginner snake, is you're going to get into snaking?
You start with the beginners like the ball pythons, the corn snakes, brown house snakes,
and then anaconda.
You promote to anaconda. eventually, after a few years.
And then you have snakes on a plane.
There's it.
Some more messages.
Hello, I'm Kayo, and I want to. And I'm 5, and I want to. Know how snakes are so squishy.
Wants to know why snakes are so squishy. In actual fact, Lee touched the snake, and that was one of the things you said. It feels quite squishy.
It's quite soft, surprisingly, and also very cold to the touch.
Yeah.
And what surprised me most was that it's very smooth, because I thought the scales would be, what do you call them?
Rough.
Tiled.
Keeled scales.
Like keeled scales, but they're very smooth.
Yep. Some snakes have smooth scales like that, but the reason why it's squishy is because it's got a set of ribs, like 200 pairs of ribs, and there's muscles in between all those ribs, and those muscles all work independently.
Yeah.
So when you squeeze at one side, you're squeezing muscles only in that area. The other side, the muscles compensate to help it. That's why it's
fascinating.
I mean, it's an incredible design. You have
admit. It's flawless.
Mark, you know what? I mentioned at the beginning of this, I've got a fear of snakes, but I think the way of overcoming fear, I actually want to hold that snake.
Oh, wow.
I just say
absolutely.
It. No, this is
hold it far away because we know what happens to you.
Can I hold it?
Don't throw her in my direction.
No, I have to do it.
Okay, let's give him his time.
I'll do it.
What do you do?
I'm going to give Charlton the... So what's happening now? I've said no. Lee's touched the snake. I can't.
Just
I'm not ready
there,
for that today.
Charlton.
Hold your hands open like a book.
Charlton is right now... He's
Two hands.
Two hands.
For the first time, Charlton is holding a snake.
I need to take a photograph. Hold on,
please
Charlie.
Do.
How does that feel?
It feels very relaxed.
Very nice.
Relaxing.
It's quite therapy.
Lee, just don't come too close to me. Because
don't throw her in my direction, please.
Mm-hmm.
What's it all doing?
Right. So now they're having a photo now.
And he's also matching. Him and Mark are twinning.
The snake is actually relaxing. It's
got it.
Oh, look at that.
For those that have just tuned in quickly, Mark, the snake is a?
It's a royal python, also called a ball python.
All right, great. Another question coming through on WhatsApp.
Morning, I just want to find out from Mark if it's normal for snakes to still wander around this time of year, because we had a guest on Thursday in our house. So yeah, just want to find out why they're still wandering around.
Yes, it's pretty normal, because remember your winter snakes come out now. Also, the snakes that rely on frog feeders and cold weather, they're also active. And also, PE doesn't get cold enough for snakes to hibernate.
Charlton, so that's can't anymore.
No, no, no. Are you having a good time?
It's breathing. I can feel it breathing, like its lungs going.
You're also, your lungs got like it also when you're
relaxed.
Yeah,
no, no, true. Someone else me.
And Mark is yapping away. Poor Charlton is... No.
Sitting in the background.
Mark, if I could hold her the way Charlton did as opposed to the way Cornelius did, I might try that. But like far away from me and without her head moving.
It's a typical Python hold when you hold two hands up. Well,
if you had said that from the beginning, Mark.
You're going to jump around quickly. I know you're running out of time. Yeah. Come on, just get it over and done with. It's very relaxing, actually. While I was surprised. Just keep hands up.
While you do that, Mark, are you going to be doing a few talks around Gwecha today to celebrate World Snake Day? Schools, I'm assuming?
Yeah, schools and all over, anywhere and everywhere. Yes. People want to know, they can phone me anytime anyway to just talk about snakes.
All right.
It's really cool.
Okay.
Mark? Are you ready?
Okay. Come on, Lee. Lee's gone to the other side, close to where Mark is, and would like to hold a snake. However, she doesn't like the fact that the snake's head is moving, which is normal.
Okay. Hands up like a book.
I'm not going to do this. Lee, we've only got like...
Can you hold the head?
I'll hold the head. I'll support it. There you go.
He's like holding the tail end, Lee.
You're holding half of the snake.
Take it. Take it.
Very cool.
Take it. Okay, that wasn't me. That wasn't the snake.
All right, so Mark will be out and about today, hosting a couple of talks about World Snake Day. Listen, thank you so much for bringing... we're all fearful and we all talk about the animal as if it's going to do something bad to us. But it's a beautiful creature.
Exactly.
You've got a lot of love for these animals. Yes, and judging by the response that we've had from our listeners, there are a lot of people that listen to us in the mornings that love snakes too.
There's so many questions, but unfortunately can't get through all of them. People want to know first steps in case of a bite. They want to know the difference between a night adder and a puff adder. So much. But I think, they can come to one of your talks. Anytime, they can contact you.
Absolutely.
What's her name again?
She doesn't have a name.
Doesn't have a name. Okay.
Yeah, also, a little birdie that might be eaten by that snake later has told me that you're going to be hosting a podcast on Algo FM in the future as well, which is quite exciting. So welcome to Algo FM. Thank you for joining us this morning. Good luck for the chats about these creatures that you love so much and sharing these experiences with us.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks. See you next time.
Mark says it starts with fear, then curiosity, and then a love relationship.
Break the fear and you're winning.
Okay, we're getting there.
Yeah, we are. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.